Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one that was, the one is, and the one to come, the Almighty, the Everlasting Father. This is Elder Bazaar back on the line. It's a pleasure to be with you this evening, this afternoon, thanking the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for his opportunity to spread the gospel to the four corners of the earth. Thanking the Lord God Almighty for his goodness and for his mercy that he let us see another day. And we realize that we are living in the close of the last generation. This generation concludes the return of Jesus Christ back to this earth. And I'm here to tell you, announce that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. He can save your soul from sin, death, hell and the grave. Well, we are here for one reason, and that is to win souls to Christ and let the world know that Jesus Christ is the very Son of God, which means he is God Almighty in the flesh, and that he died 2,000 years ago, went to the grave. On the third day, he got up out the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hand, and that he's coming back again to judge the world in righteousness. So I'm here to let you know, prepare yourself, prepare your soul. Make sure your soul is right with Jesus Christ. That's the only way that you can reach God. You got to come through the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said no man can get to the Father. No man can receive the Father except to come by him. So if you want to know God, you've got to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of the world, that he died for your sins. Went down in the grave, stayed there 3 days and three nights, got up on the third day morning with all power in heaven and earth in his hand, and he is coming back again. Let's bow our heads in prayer right now as we go into this session. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy at these times and hours that we're living in. We thank you, Lord, for the time that you've given us by your grace and to come to know you in the pardon of our sin. And we know there's someone out there that needs to know Jesus Christ. I didn't say no, you don't have to know nothing about me. You don't have to know where I came from. But the one thing I want to pinpoint to you, you've got to know Jesus Christ before you can enter the kingdom of God. It's not by works. It's not by how good you are. It's not by how smart you are. It's not by your mama, your daddy, your sister. It's not by your education. It's not how much money you got. It's by the blood of Jesus Christ that a man is the only way a man can ever enter the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father unless they come by him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, this is Elder Bazaar coming to you from Watchmen on the Wall. End time. End time. Global Link Ministry. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We are living in the last generation. We are living absolutely, definitely, in the last generation. This generation will end in 2029. This generation, the generation that I was born in, will end in 2029. Remember that 2029 is a close of this generation. This generation began in 1948. 1948, that was the year in which Israel, the Jewish nation, came back to the land of Israel. Now, I want you to understand this. Jesus Christ said, when you see the fig leaf budding, you know that the time is near. When you see a fig leaf budding naturally, you know that summer is nigh. Jesus Christ said, when you shall see these things coming up on the face of the earth, As we approach the close of this generation, all that you see that's coming up on the face of the earth is a sign and a signal and evidence that Jesus Christ is soon to return back to this earth in his full glory and his full power and his full sovereignty to let the world know that the world is the Lord and the earth is the Lord and the fullness therein and everybody that dwells therein. So what we're dealing with now, we're dealing with the last few years before we come to the close of this generation, a generation that consisted of 80 years. The Bible says 70. 70 is 60 and 10 is 70. That's 70 years. But the generation will not end until the 80th year. The 80th year will close at 2029. So that means we only got 7 years left. Woo! 7 years left before 2029 will come to a close. 2029 will conclude that every 2,000 years, every 2,000 years, something happens. The first 2,000 years was from Adam to Abraham, from Abraham to the birth of Jesus Christ, from the birth of Jesus Christ until the second coming of Jesus Christ on 2029 is exactly 6,000 years. 6,000 years. God has dealt with mankind to redeem the human race from total destruction. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus Christ made a way. Good God Almighty. He made a way that the whole human race could be saved. You hear what I said? Jesus Christ, God's Son, God himself in the flesh made a way through his Son that the whole human race could be saved. S-A-B-E-D. Redeemed from the destruction of sin. Redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Redeemed from the clutches and the devices that the devil has used for 6,000 years to condemn man into everlasting darkness. And guess what? Majority of the world, listen to what I'm saying. This is no joke. Majority of the world will end up in hell. More people are going to hell today. More people are going to hell today without Christ in their life are dying. Every day, young and old are dying. Lost, don't know who Jesus Christ is. Going to church, participating in different programs, doing all kind of works. But works don't save you. Repentance of sin and turning from sin and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ is the only thing that can save the human race. The only thing to save the human race is man has to repent. He has to be broken with a contrite spirit and turn from their wicked ways and turn to Jesus Christ with all their mind, all their soul, all their heart, and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior so that the soul of man can be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You cannot get saved unless you repent. You got to be sorry for your sins. You got to want to turn from sin. You got to hate sin. You got to rebuke sin. You got to resent sin. Why? Because sin is what God hates. God hates sin. Sin is sin. Big sin, little sin, half sin, whatever. Sin is sin. And whoever believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and accept him, they can be saved from their sin. If you refuse Christ through your lifetime, if you refuse Christ through your lifetime, and you die at an old age, you die at a middle age, you die at a young age, whatever condition you die in, please don't die not knowing who Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is. He is the very God in the flesh, seen by angels, justified by the Spirit, and received up into glory. This is the last days. We are just a few years away. Woo, I don't know, might be a few months away from the what? From the rapture of the church of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. From the rapture of the church of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ has one church, one baptism, one faith, one hope. And that hope is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He's going to build it out of lost souls that need to be found. Every man that's born in sin, shaped in iniquity. No man is born righteous. No man is born righteous. No man was born righteous, but what? Jesus Christ was born righteous. He was born sinless. He was born perfect. He was the Son of God. He was God, not trying to be God, but he is God. And by him being God, he was manifested in the flesh through his Son, Jesus Christ. And he did what? He paid the penalty for sin. He paid the price for sin on Calvary's cross. The cross is the only way man can be redeemed from sin.
denomination can't redeem you. The preacher can't redeem you. Singing in the choir can't redeem you. Paying your tithing can't redeem you. Nothing in this world can redeem you but the blood of Jesus Christ. No other name given under heaven whereby men can be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. My friend, we're living in that time for now that the Antichrist is alive today. He's alive, a full-grown man, and he is waiting in the wings of time because pretty soon he's going to come and face the world. He's going to come under deception. He's going to come after. This is what I'm saying. He's going to come after the rapture of the church. Woo! He's coming after the rapture of the church, after the body of Christ is raptured up in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And then the Antichrist will come on the scene. He's alive today. He's coming from Western Europe. Europe is the place in which most of the world dictators have arrived. Who have arrived from Western Europe and Eastern Europe? I tell you who. Napoleon. We got Adolf Hitler. We got Mussolini. We got dictators that have came on the scene, and most of them come from the Eastern and Western Europe. Out of Rome, we have dictators that before Christ came, there were kings on the earth, such as Nebuchadnezzar and the Medo-Persian Empire and the Grecian Empire and the Roman Empire. Out of those empires came men who considered themselves as being God. And they were dictators. And by them being dictators, the last world known dictator that will rule the world. Do you hear what I said? He will rule the world by the influence of the great enemy of your soul, Lucifer, will rule the world through the Antichrist. He will become the Antichrist when he starts off, but in the middle of the tribulation period, he will become the beast of all beasts. He will become an animalistic beast that will stamp the residue of the earth and eat up much flesh. This man will be a human being. This man is alive today. This man is going to come from Western Europe. And later on in the program, I'm going to give you some information that's going to shock you. It's going to shock you. From the word of God, this man is getting ready to come on the scene because they're going to try to every president, every king, every prince, every world dictator they have tried, and none of them have did anything about it. But when this man come on the scene, he's going to be able to dazzle the whole world. You hear what I said? He's going to dazzle the whole world. He's coming on a peaceful platform. He's coming to try to deceive the Jewish nation. He's going to come and make a covenant with Israel, a peace covenant. But it's not going to be a peace covenant. It's going to be a peace covenant of deception. And the Jews today are getting ready. Woo! Yes, he is. The Jews today are getting ready to meet this false Christ, which the Jews think is the true Christ, and it's not going to be the true Christ. It's going to be the false Antichrist, anti-God, anti-holiness, anti-righteousness. He's going to be against all righteousness of God. And now we're living in 2022. Listen to what I'm saying. I'll say it a little slower. 2022, and you add 7 on to 2022, and you get 2029. 2029 is the generation of 80 years that Israel
has become a nation, and ever since then, she has become a strong nation. And the reason why she is in the land of Israel, because when Christ comes back, he's coming back with power and great glory, and he's going to meet the Jewish nation on the top of the Mount of Olives. Did you hear what I said? When the Christ comes back, he's going to meet the Jewish nation. The whole house of the Jewish nation, he's going to meet them on the top of the Mount of Olives. The Mount of Olives is the discourse where Jesus Christ made a prophecy that he said there's going to be many that come in his name. False prophets will come. Many will call on his name, but they'll use their lips, but their heart is far from him. And what I'm trying to place you in a place where you can see how close we are to the return of Christ. But before Christ comes back to the earth, the Antichrist must arrive. When the Antichrist arrives, he will come out of Western Europe. He will come out of the fallen Roman Empire. He will come out of one of the most unique countries in the Western Hemisphere. And that is the most significant country that the Antichrist is going to arrive out of is Spain. Spain is the country in which the Antichrist will arrive. He is here already. He's the king of Spain already. He's been the king of Spain ever since 2014. 2014, his father, Juan Carlos, which was the king of Spain from 1975 until 2014, and by him going up in age, and being too old, his father gave him the throne. By giving him the throne, he was qualified to what? He is qualified, uniquely qualified, honestly qualified, and he is definitely the Antichrist. He will come with smooth talking. He will come with a whole lot of knowledge that comes from darkness. Satan will be his father. Satan will be his father, and Satan will indwell himself in the Antichrist. And when Satan indwells himself in the Antichrist by resurrecting him, and I'll explain to that to you right now, because in the middle of the seven-year tribulation, the Antichrist, this man of sin, is going to be assassinated, and he's going to have a deadly wound towards the head. And they're going to kill him. And this man's going to lay in the morgue for 3 days. And after the third day, he's going to be resurrected. Satan will indwell him. You hear what I say? Satan is going to indwell this man by resurrecting him from the dead. And that will be done in the middle of the tribulation. In the middle of the tribulation, there's going to be a great war in the heavenlies, in first and second heaven, in the book of Revelation, where Satan was cast down out of heaven. He will be cast out of first and second heaven. And when he is cast out of first and second heaven, the Antichrist will have been assassinated. And when he's assassinated, on the third day, Satan will incarnate himself inside of this body and resurrect him from the dead. It will be televised. It will be on Twitter's. It will be on Facebook. It will be on YouTube. It will be on Instagram. It will be worldwide. Worldwide. It will be announced around the world that Jesus Christ has resurrected from the dead. And it won't be Jesus Christ. It will be the Antichrist, and the devil will incarnate him and possess his body. And after he possesses his body, the Antichrist becomes the beast. He becomes an animal. He becomes a great dragon. He will become a terrible beast that will stamp the residue of the earth, and he will kill. Listen, he will kill anybody that will not receive the mark of the beast in the middle of the tribulation period.
the first part of the tribulation period will be a semi-peace. It will seem like things going to be all right. It seems like things going to get a little better in that semi-peace. But that is the greatest deception, because it's going to fool a whole lot of people. And the Jews believe and have unction and knowing that the Antichrist is alive. He's alive. And they're waiting to get the okay. And they got the okay yesterday. They got the okay yesterday to do what, Brother Bazaar? I'll tell you what they're going to do. The Jews celebrated the 71st anniversary. 71st anniversary of Israel becoming a nation. For the first time over 2,600 years, God has brought the Jewish people back into the land. And he said, I'm going to call all the Jewish, all the Jews from the north, from the south, from the east, and the west. And I'm going to call them back into the land of Israel. And when I call them back into the land of Israel, I'm going to deal with them personally. I'm going to let them do what they believe that they're still under Judaism. And the Jews today still believe that Judaism is active, but Judaism is not active anymore. We don't use animals. We don't use turtle doves. We don't use sheep. We don't use bullocks. We don't use no animal to sacrifice for sin no more. That is done. That's cooked. That's over. And the Jews still believe that they're under the rules of Judaism. And God said, all right, I'm going to let you be tried. I'm going to let you be tested. I'm going to show you that this man that's coming on the scene is not the true Christ. He is the Antichrist. And so the Jews have not received the eye opener yet. So what they're getting ready to do, this is what they're getting ready to do. This is what the Jews getting ready to do, and this is so unique. This is awesome. What the Jewish people are getting ready to do. They're getting ready to do something that the Bible said it would happen exactly this time and season and month and years and hours, what the Jews are planning to do. And what they are planning to do, they know in order for the Antichrist to arrive, the Antichrist to take possession and rule the world, they know that one thing they got to do. This is what they got to do. They got to build a temple. Oh, listen to what I'm saying. Listen closely to what I'm saying. They got to build a temple, a third temple in which the Jews are making preparation right now. Right now, they're preparing to rebuild the third temple. Third temple, 1, 2, 3. First temple was built by Solomon. Second temple was built by Herod. And it was burned down during the 70th year of our Lord when he had went back to heaven. Within 30 years later, Jerusalem was burned to the ground, and the temple was desecrated, and it was burned to the ground. And the Jews haven't had a temple since 70 A.D., cross all the way over to 2022, which equals about 20-some hundred years that they haven't had a temple. And so the Jews said, we got to have a temple, because they believe that the old typical sacrifices of animals is still active, but it's not. When the Antichrist comes, the Antichrist is going to give them an okay to rebuild the temple. You hear what I said? The Antichrist is going to give them the okay and sign a covenant that he will give them peace for 7 long years. And in the middle of the 7 years, he's going to break the covenant and become the beast. And now, 2021, May the 14th, yesterday, the Jews initiated. Now listen, they initiated that now is the time to start building the temple and getting the vessels ready and getting the Ark of the Covenant ready and get the two heifers that they need and get all the priesthood ready. Why? Because we are going back to old sacrificial offering, which is no longer in use. Why? Because Jesus, good God Almighty, I said Jesus offered up himself once and for all 2,000 years ago. He eliminated Judaism. He eliminated the animal sacrifice. He eliminated the Ark of the Covenant. He eliminated all these things that the Jews believe in worshiping God. But we don't worship God through animals no more. The only way you can worship God now is through the Spirit and with truth. And Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father but by me. So what you're saying, brother Zahar, I'm saying this. I'm saying that the only way that you can receive salvation now is not by animals, not by the sacrifices of bullocks, not by the sacrifices of sheep, but by the blood of Jesus Christ. Because at the blood of Jesus Christ, God himself had his own blood system. And the blood system, is God's blood system. And when God became man, he dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son. And when Jesus came, he was born in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. And when he was born not by will of man, not by flesh and blood, but by the will of God. Because when God came down in the flesh, he had to come down a human being. And when he came down a human being, he had a blood system. And this blood system was sinless. This blood system was powerful. This blood system was precious. And it's only the blood of Jesus Christ. That's a sinless blood system. It's no sin nowhere. No sin nowhere. And there was no sin on him. There was no sin underneath him. There was no sin around him. But let me tell you something. Oh, yeah, let me tell you something. He became sin. Yes, he did. He took the sins of the whole round world. Yes, he did. And when he came down here, he didn't come down here just to do miracles. He didn't come down here just to turn water to wine. He didn't come down here just to heal the sick and raise the dead and cast out devils. He didn't come down here to walk around and tell people that he was the one that you're looking for. But what he came for, oh, yes, he did. He knew somebody, oh, yeah, somebody had to die. For the sins of man. Somebody had to die for the whore mongrel, and somebody had to die for the adulterers. Somebody had to die for the hypocrite. Somebody had to die for the sinner. Somebody had to die for the liar. Somebody had to die for the homosexual. Somebody had to die for the lesbianism. Somebody had to die for the drug addict. Yeah. There was nobody capable enough of dying and going into the bowels of hell and coming up on the third day morning. No man. But there's one man that came from glory. One man came from glory. God himself, wrapped up in human flesh, came down here from glory and paid the penalty of sin. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now we are closing. The doxology is almost over. The seven-year tribulation is getting ready to open up the threshold of judgment on this earth. In the book of Revelation, we go through the seven churches of Asia Minor, seven church ages that have passed and gone. And the last church age is known as Laodiceans. The Laodicean is the hypocritical, backbiting, lukewarm Christian, people who profess that they know God and don't know nothing, people who say they've been to the cross and they'll double cross you. Good God Almighty, we got people saying, I know the Lord, and they don't know the Lord because to tell me the works of their fruit is messed up. They got rotten bananas and apples and strawberries, calling it the fruit of God, but Jesus Christ said, you shall know that they're my disciples because they love one another. Good God Almighty. And we got some folks talking about they love God, but they hate their brother. And the Bible said no man can say that he loved God and hate his brother. If he try to do it, he's a liar and the truth is not in him, because you can't live for God unless you know the love of God. You got to know the love of God. And the only way you can express the love of God is through his son, Jesus Christ. We're living in that last day where the Bible said love of many shall wax cold. We live in a dog-eating dog world. People killing each other. People murdering each other. People raping each other. People doing all kinds of gross sins and lying and cheating and swearing and backbiting and proud boasting, as Apostle Paul said. And they have a form of godliness, but they ain't got no power. They lying wonders. They believe in a lie before they believe in the truth. And the Bible says all liars will be cast into the lake of fire. Jesus Christ didn't come down here for nothing. He come down here to die and go to the pits of hell and preach to those in prison and get up on the third day morning with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And he's been gone for 2,000 years. And the 2,000 years is up. It's up at 2029. 2029 is over. Jesus Christ will be back on this earth. No, I know what you're saying. No man know the hour, nor the day when the Son of Man coming. That's not talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's talking about the rapture. I don't know what day the rapture or what hour the rapture is going to occur. I don't know it. I'm not trying to figure it out. But the Bible tells me nobody knows that day or hour. But it's not about knowing the month. It didn't say not about knowing the month or the year. And let me tell you, this year is a year of awe. It's the year that God is going to reveal himself through his word, through the testimony that people have, and through the signs and wonders that's going on in this world. Because let me tell you, the devil is roaring like a lion, seeking who he may devour. And he's devouring everybody he can get his hands on. He's devouring church folks. He's devouring liars. He's devouring hypocrites. He is ripping apart. Why? Because let me tell you, if you don't know Jesus Christ, Satan will devour you. How you do that? I'll tell you how he can do it. Satan is keeping the world away from one thing. Satan is keeping the world away from one thing that's necessary for a person to know before they die. The devil is keeping humanity away from the cross. Hallelujah. The devil is keeping people away from the cross. Satan says, don't believe the cross. Don't accept the cross. Don't mess with the cross. Apostle Paul said, preaching of the cross to those that perish. Preaching of the cross to those that perish. Preaching of the cross to those that perish is foolishness. And the world today believe that preaching the cross is foolish. But by preaching of the cross is the only way that men can be born again. The only way that men can be redeemed is by the cross. Without the cross, there is no hope. Without the cross, there is no hope, brothers and sisters. Love you to death. Love you. I'm preaching hard. I'm trying to get this across to you. I don't care how long you've been going to church. I don't care how much money you got or how well you off to do. But those that are on their way to hell, the cross to them is foolishness. The cross to them is a waste of time. The cross to them is no value. And when people have no value of the blood of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the suffering of Jesus Christ, and they think it's a waste of time, it's foolish to them, they are going to perish into everlasting fire because they rejected the plan of salvation that God laid down 2,000 years ago in order for men to be saved. And when men reject the plan of salvation through Jesus Christ, they're going to bust hell wide open. Hell's going to be full of nothing but Christ rejectors, people who deliberately reject Jesus Christ. Woo!
We are in that time and season right now. But before Christ comes back to this earth, the Antichrist must come first. And when the Antichrist comes, the only time that this man can come on the scene is after the rapture of the body of Christ, not the Baptist. You may be a Baptist, but that don't mean you're going to be raptured. You may be Presbyterian. That don't mean you're going to be raptured. Woo! Let me tell you something. Because you're Pentecost, holiness, baptized by, and you go to that church, that don't mean you're going to be raptured. All the name of denomination, including occults, including denomination, all those that don't know Christ through the blood of Jesus Christ, they are lost. L-O-S-T, lost. You can't work your way to heaven. You can't pray your way to heaven. You can't sing your way to heaven. You can't shout your way to heaven. You can't talk your way to heaven. You can't do nothing but come to Christ and repent of your low-down, dirty, and rotten sins that you have committed against a holy God. And that includes me, too. I ain't leaving myself out. Lord, if I sin, forgive me. Let me tell you. Hey, let me tell you. I don't mean I'm going out here sinning. Because I'm saved, that don't mean I'm sinning. But one thing I'm doing, I'm not practicing sin. I stay away from sin. I stay away from things that's ungodly. I present my body as a living sacrifice before the living God. I know how to talk to people. Amen. No swearing come out of this mouth. No drinking goes into this mouth. No lying and cheating and backbiting goes out. No money fiend preacher. Amen. I'm not going to worry about money because money is not my value. I don't value money only for one reason, and that is to go through this world properly. Amen. And pay my bills and do what I can for the Lord. I don't tell me nothing. I come into this world naked, and when I leave, I'm going to leave naked. So are you. And the world is trying to hog everything up and be greedy about it. Church folks greedy, walking around thinking they something. But let me tell you something. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, when the rapture comes, it's going to be a great evacuation. Millions of people from around the world will be missing on planet Earth. Earth will be evacuated by what? The blood of Jesus Christ. Those that have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. How soon will that happen? Listen to me what I'm saying. Listen to me what I'm saying. Jesus Christ will come back in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. Israel, the Jewish nation, is setting up the Antichrist now by building a temple. That temple has to be built because the Bible says the Antichrist will sit in the temple. The Antichrist cannot sit in the temple when there is no temple. The temple must be built. Before it can be built, the church of the living God has to be removed from the earth. And when it is removed from the earth, the Antichrist will rise. And he will rise on a peace platform. How do you know, preacher? I read in what? The seventh chapter, the sixth chapter of Revelation. I will show you the rise of the Antichrist, how he will come. He will come in the sixth chapter of Revelation. It says, I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. Well, if Christ is going to open the seals, when can he open the seals? He cannot open the seals until the rapture of the church. The church has to be raptured before, amen, he can open the seal. When he opened the seal, we see that a what? Let's see what it says. It said, and I heard as it was the noise of thunder. And one of the four beasts is saying, come and see. Second verse said, and I saw, behold, a white horse. And he, the he-man, the Antichrist, that sat on him, had a bow
and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. This white horse in the book of Revelation, when the church is raptured up, we will go to the judgment seat of Christ, and while we at the judgment seat of Christ, we will participate in as the judgment of the saints, and God, through his son Jesus Christ, will break the first seal, and the first seal is broken, and a white horse comes out. Where is this white horse going to come? It's going to be here on earth. The Antichrist will not ride on a literally horse. He's not going to ride through the sky on a white horse. But what he will do, he will come to Jerusalem and claim himself to be Jesus Christ. And he will make a covenant with Israel, giving them permission to rebuild the temple, give them permission to go to the old sacrifices to Judaism. He will give them permission and promise them that he will protect them for 7 years. 7 years of protection from the Antichrist, and the Jews will accept the covenant. And the Bible called it a covenant of death. They're making a covenant with the devil undisguised. And the Antichrist will most likely ride in Jerusalem, listen to what I'm saying, in a white limousine, get out of the limousine with a white uniform on, and claim to the Jewish people that he is Jesus Christ. And he will give them to construct the temple, and the Jews will get busy. They're already busy at it. But the Antichrist cannot make a covenant until the body of Christ is excommunicated. Think on that now. If they're building the temple now and preparing it, when the Antichrist comes, he okays it. He verifies it. He certifies it. He signs a treaty. And he tells the Jewish people, I'm Jesus. I'm the Son of God. And y'all have my permission to make this temple a temple that you can worship and offer your animals and sacrifice. And the Jews will say, yes, this is Jesus. We will accept you as the Messiah, and the world will believe that the Jews is right in believing that this man that is coming on the scene is Jesus Christ. He's an instrument of Satan. Satan will use this man's body and cause it to be resurrected after the assassination. After 3 days, and he will cause it to be resurrected, and the world will believe that this man is actually God Almighty. And I'm going to show you in the scripture of the word of God. So this white horse that you see in the sixth chapter of Revelation had a bow in his hand. That bow represents diplomacy. He will come on a peace platform. And then he said a crown will give to him. Well, the crown will not be given to him until the middle of the tribulation. And that crown will be, the world will give him the authority to rule the world and hand everything over to him. That means the religious system, the political system, the economical system, and all the system of the world, he will go out to conquer. In other words, he will go out to conquer the whole world to follow him and to worship him and receive marks on their hands or on the back of their hands or on their forehead. So this Antichrist is going to use deception, and in the middle of the tribulation, he is going to break that covenant and come up out of the earth through Satan and become the beast of the earth and rule the world for the last 3.5 years of hell on earth. My friends, you ain't seen nothing yet. Food prices going up, gas prices going up, hospital bills going up, rent going up. Everything is going up. Baby food, baby milk is running out. Folks are gathering up food, going into the wilderness. People making bunkers underneath the earth. Everybody trying to find a way to escape the wrath of God, and you can't escape. The Bible said,
How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation that's found in Jesus Christ? The only way you can escape the wrath of God Almighty is through his son, Jesus Christ. Mohammed ain't going to do it. The Buddhists ain't going to do it. The Shintoism ain't going to do it. The Christian Science ain't going to do it. The Jehovah's Witness ain't going to do it. No form of religion or a cult is going to do it. The only way you can escape the wrath of God Almighty is through his darling son who came all the way down here through 42 generations that died on Calvary's cross for you and I, that we can have the right to the tree of life. This horse is getting ready to ride. This horse cannot ride until the church is gone. Jesus Christ said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm going to build my church. I don't know what the devil tried to put against the church. The church is going to be victorious. The church is the one that's been to Calvary's cross. And let me tell you, if you know Jesus, Christ is your Lord and Savior, you are undefeated. Nobody can beat you. Nobody can put you down, because Jesus Christ said, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. Lo, I'll be with you always into the end of the world. I don't care, because the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Good God Almighty, I'm talking about the one that came all the way down through 42 generations. And this devil, he got his plans right now. He's planning to come on the scene. And he's alive. This Antichrist is alive. And I'm going to prove to you in the word of God that he's alive right now. Let's go to the book of what? Amen. Thessalonians. Amen. Let's see what Apostle Paul said about this Antichrist and what is going to happen in the future, near future. Listen what he says. Second chapter, the second epistles of St. Paul said, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. The day of Christ is at hand right now. This very minute, the day of Christ is at hand. Jesus Christ is coming sooner than this year is over. Woo! Jesus Christ will rapture the church soon. 2022 is almost coming to a close. 2022 is the end time hour, because 2022, if you add 7 on to 2022, you got 2029. 2029 is the last generation of 80 years that Israel has become a nation. And God said, no man, I cannot come. I cannot rapture the church until Israel is back in their land. And my God, they're back in their land. They're prospering. They're getting everything ready. And here Apostle Paul tells us, don't be troubled in mind. Don't be shaken in mind. Neither by spirit, nor by word, or by letter from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man trick you. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. A falling away from what? Falling away from the Christian faith. Falling away from the cross. Falling away from the blood of Jesus Christ. Falling away from the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Falling away from everything that concept and proceed of the glorious gift that God gave man, his son, and people are falling away from the faith in Jesus Christ. They're going out to all kind of different religions and doctrines and denominations and work and all this, and yet still they have forgot about the cross. That's the falling away. They're falling away from it. They don't even sing blood hymns no more. They don't even sing down at the cross.
They don't sing at the cross. They don't sing, oh, how wondrous is the cross. Why? Because they have fallen away from the blood and the resurrection and the death of Jesus Christ. And now they're living any kind of a way. They got a form of godliness, but they ain't got no power. Listen to what it said. Don't let no man fool you. Don't let no man make a monkey out of you. Don't let no man make a clown out of you by any means. I'm putting that in there, but that's what it means. Don't let no man deceive you. For that day shall not come except to be a falling away first. And that man of sin, who's the man of sin? The Antichrist, be revealed. The Antichrist will not be revealed to the world until after the rapture of the church. And God revealed it to me through his holy word. I found him. I found him. I'll be a good detective. I found this Antichrist through what? The word of God. And his name is not in the Bible, but it tells me exactly what country he's coming from and when he's coming and how long he will rule and how long he will reign and who is going to be his father. The devil going to be his father. He's the son, and the false prophet is going to be the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the triune trinity of Satan is going to be used during the tribulation period. Now listen to what it said. It said there shall be a falling away, and that man of sin, the devil, the man of sin, the Antichrist, the man of sin, full of sin, rotten to the core. Oh yes, he may look good. He may look handsome. He may look debonair. He may look macho man. He may look like, ooh man, this guy is out of sight, and he is. He is, and I don't go around telling men are cute. And I can say handsome. This dude is tall, 6'6". His name is spelled Felipe, 6 letters. And his full name has 6 letters in it. And he is king of Spain right now. And he's waiting for his move to come on the scene. He can't come. He can't come until the body of Christ is excommunicated. Every born-again believer, blood-washed one, Holy Ghost filled, on fire saint, and those that are weak. The Bible says, and bear the families of the weak. There's a lot of weak Christians, carnal Christians, are walking on the face of the earth. They're carnal-minded, but yet still they're Christians, because you're not saved by works. You're saved by faith through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not by works, lest any man should boast. So let me tell you now, you ain't going to heaven by your works. Your works ain't going to never get you to heaven. It's going to take the blood of Jesus Christ to sanctify your soul and set you apart from sin once and for all. Listen to what it says. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. This man is marked out. This man is doomed for hell. This man cannot repent. This king cannot repent. This man of sin cannot repent. He is doomed for hell. He must fulfill what the Bible says he's going to do. And he's going to do it too. And he says, now listen to what it said. The son of perdition, bound for hell. It's going to take a lot of people with him. Why? Because of deception. The fourth verse says, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of who? God. What temple? What temple are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about the temple that the Jews are getting ready to build. I'm talking about the temple now. I'm talking about the priesthood. I'm talking about the Ark of the Covenant. I'm talking about the two red heifers. I'm talking about the building the temple on the mound in Jerusalem. They're fighting over it right now. They're planning to build a temple in which the Antichrist was sitting in. And if they're building the temple now, for the first time over the period of 2,000 years, for the first time, and they're building the temple now, who are they building it for? They're building it for the Antichrist, because he's going to desecrate it. He's going to desecrate it. He's going to tear down and remove the Ark of the Covenant. He's going to remove the candlesticks, the menorah. He's going to take the abomination, desolation, and oblation away, and what? He's going to desecrate the temple of abomination, and he's going to sit in the temple, which now is being prepared to be built. How long will it take him to build it? Some say 18 months. Some say a year. Some say less than 6 months. Some say 7 months. Well, if they're building on it now, about time, when the rapture of the church occur, and he okays it, and he makes a covenant with it, that is soon, very soon, the rapture of the church has to occur. Because if it don't occur, the Antichrist can't come. If they're not building the temple now, it's too late. And God is a timely God. So now, where we at? We at this. What does this Antichrist do? He goes in the temple. And when he goes in the temple, he sits in the temple. And he said, who opposes and exalts himself above all and called, that is called God. In other words, no, he's going to say, nobody is like me. I am God Almighty. And the abomination of desolation occurs in the middle of the tribulation. He calls abomination of desolation. He goes in the temple and says he is God Almighty. And that's when he becomes the beast. Because when he becomes the beast, it's going to take the devil to incarnate him, his body. Satan is going to take his self and incarnate him in the Antichrist. And when he's raised from the dead, he becomes the beast of the earth. He will stamp the residue of the earth, and he will cause all those rich and poor, bond and free, to receive a mark on their hands or on their foreheads. If you don't receive this mark of the computer chip on your hand or on your forehead during the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period, you will be killed, slaughtered. The guillotine will be your execution. If you refuse to receive the mark and tell the Antichrist to take a flying leap, I know you're not God Almighty. Because if you was God Almighty and you call yourself Jesus, can I get some information from you? Can you tell me where's your nail prints? Can you tell me where's your pierced side? Can you tell me what can you do that God did? He can't do nothing but give you a false miracle. This is what it says. All that is called God, that is worship, so that he has God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Who is the he? The he is the church. The he is the church, the body of Christ. Christ will remove his body from the planet. When he removes his body from the planet, the Holy Ghost that's in the saints of God will be gone, but the Holy Spirit will still be here. But the Holy Spirit that's in the saints of God that's retaining the earth today, and it's because the world is not worse than it is now, it's because the church is still here. But when the church leaves, and the Holy Spirit that's in the saints of God leaves, then the restrainer will step back, and the devil will rise up out of the bottomless pit and sit in the temple in the Antichrist and consider that he is God Almighty. This is a mystery. And he said, the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Good God Almighty, let me tell you something. When the devil make his last run
in the 3.5 years. The 3.5 years. He will make a run like never before. And this run will cause the world to fall under a greatest deception that ever will be upon the whole planet. The greatest deception that will ever occur on the earth will be when Satan, Lucifer, the red dragon, the old serpent, the devil cast out of first and second heaven. He will energize the Antichrist to be raised from the dead. And when he is raised from the dead, it will deceive the whole world. Majority of the world will be deceived because never in human history, y'all don't understand what I'm saying, in human history, no other miracle will be able to deceive the world like this miracle that Satan is going to put up on the Antichrist. And the Antichrist will become the beast, and he will claim that he is God. He will sit in the Jewish temple and desecrate it. And when he desecrates it, he will set up a statue in the holies of holies, a cyborg robot, half human and half cyborg. And this prophet, the false prophet, will prophesy and cause the image of the beast to come alive. And when it come alive, it will speak out the most devastating order that human history has ever known. It will be so devastating that people will die of fright. They will die of heart attacks. They will die and leave this earth without knowing Jesus Christ because of the fear that's coming up on this planet. And that is, when he comes back, the image of the beast will speak, and he will say, this is what he will say. This is what the beast will say. 13th chapter of Revelation, devastating prophecy. Listen what this Antichrist would do. I'm going to read the 13th chapter starting at the 12th verse. And he exercised all power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast. This is the false prophet whose deadly wound was healed. That deadly wound to the head that he was assassinated was healed by the resurrection. And he does great wonders. Oh, my God. So that he maketh fire come down from the heaven on the earth in the sight of men. So this here false prophet is going to prophesy, and fire will literally come out of heaven and do wonders and miracles up on the earth, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make what? An image to the beast, which had the wound by the sword and did live. And he has power to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship. Now, if you don't worship this Antichrist, if you don't bow down at this image, if you don't bow down to the system that's going to come up, he said the image of the beast should be killed. If you don't bow down at this image, you are dead meat. You dead if you don't bow down. But if you bow down, this is what happened. If you bow down and receive the mark, let's see what happened here. And he causes all, all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Modern technology, high sophisticated state of the art technology. Man
can put a computer chip in your skin between your forefinger and your thumb, and they can track you down wherever you go. When you put this chip in your hand or in your forehead, you are marked. You are marked. You are doomed. You are damned. Why? Because you refuse Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in your life, and you receive the mark of the beast. That means you sold your soul to the devil. You sold out. You sold out. You got the mark so you can what? So that you can buy or sell. Listen what it says. And as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused it all small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the name of his number. Here is wisdom, let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and the number of it is 666. 666. 666. King Philippe, 6'6", six letters in his name. His full name had six letters in each name. He's the marked man. He belongs to the dark cult. He belongs to the dragon cult. He belongs to the Illuminati. He belongs to the Baphomet. He belongs to the secret society worldwide. He knows every secret society. He's in the dark order. He's a Roman Catholic. And Catholic means universal. Universal. The name Catholic is not a religion. It's a name to express universal religion. Universal religion. That's why all religions today are planning to come together under one tent, under the Pope of Rome. The Pope of Rome is going to be the one that initiate one world church, one world government, one world political system, and bring the world under one influence through the Antichrist, and that's what you call the Great Whore. In the 17th chapter of Revelation, that's the great whore, because these people that reject Jesus Christ will receive the mark of the beast are liars. They are sinners. They are lost. They don't know Jesus Christ. And majority of the world will receive this mark because they have been deceived by the miracles and by the Antichrist and by the dragon. What they have saw, fire come out of heaven. They have seen great miracles like never before, and they're going to have somebody to help them. They'll have UFOs. Good God Almighty, let me tell you something. They are not aliens. They are demons. They are demons. They are one-third of the angelic beings was cast out of heaven thousands of years ago when Lucifer fell from heaven, and he brought all these wicked spirits with him, and now they are ruling the world until the end of time, and they will rule the world for 7 years and deceive many. They will be able to deceive many because of the miracles that they've done. The mark of the beast is here. It only takes 1 or 2 years, and it's going to be mandatory. Right now, in the Western states, they are using the mark of the computer chip in people's hands. They're putting it in their hands now, and they're using it. They're trying it out. And majority of the people said, oh, it is so wonderful. It is so wonderful. I like this system. You don't have to have cash on it. If you go to the store and have your computer chip in, you don't have to worry about carrying no cash with you. Nobody can get in your bank account. Nobody can sabotage you. Use that chip to get anything you want just by flashing it over the scanner. Scanner picks up the code. The code ships it to the bank. The bank discharges your money and give it to the place where you got your goods at. And the world says, I've got to have this. If I don't receive the mark, the Bible says you cannot buy, neither can you sell. You can't buy a home. You can't buy a car. You can't go to the doctor. You can't go to the football game. You can't do nothing unless you receive the mark of the beast. And the world is caught up in materialism so bad that they said, no, I'm not going to give up this. I am going to receive the mark so I can enjoy this for the next 3.5 years, because it's all going to be destroyed. Everything on the planet is going to be burned up. Up! Everything. The world's going to catch on fire because God already promised, I'm not going to destroy the world by water no more. The next time I bring judgment upon the world, it will be by fire. And the fire will occur upon the earth after the millennium reign and after the great white throne. God is going to burn and renovate this earth. And guess what? He's going to put man on this earth, and we are going to rule and reign out through eternity. Everything going to be brand new. Brand new body. Brand new location. Everything going to be brand new. No more lying and cheating and backbiting and unrighteousness. No more drinking. No more whoremongering. No more prostitution. No more fornication. No more diseases. No more. No more. No more. And those that reject God Almighty will be standing at the great white throne at the end of the millennium reign. They will stand before the great white throne. Listen to what I'm saying to you tonight. I'm saying this tonight to let you know this thing is real. Jesus Christ is real. And he's got real salvation. Look at this, what I'm trying to say to you. And it says this, 20th chapter, the 11th verse in the book of Revelation. It said, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no more place for them. Good God Almighty. Listen to what it said. This is what the Bible said. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. Another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead, ain't nobody saved here. Ain't nobody saved right here. Everybody is dead. Everybody is lost. And they're standing before the great white throne. And they were judged out of the things which were written in the books according to their works. Unregenerated people who did works, but it wasn't through Christ. Why? Because they didn't know Christ. The only thing that's going to count is for what you've done for Christ. And if you're a sinner, you can't do nothing for Christ. But if you're saved, you're walking in the Spirit, you can do what God requires you in the Spirit. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Listen, listen. Dead forever, spiritually dead, separated from God. Never, 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 never be able to be redeemed. Whosoever was not found written. If your name wasn't written in the book of life, was cast into, not around, but it was cast into the lake of fire that burned with brimstone and fire. And there they will be tormented forever and forever and forever and forever and forever. never no rest, neither day and night. No pleasure, no break, no music. It will be gnashing and gashing and gnashing of teeth. Pretty folks, ugly folks, black folks, white folks. I don't know what color you're going to have, what kind of body you're going to have in here. I don't know what color is it, but it's going to be a body that's indestructible, and you're going to burn. You're going to remember everything you could have did to receive Christ. You're going to remember when you was on top side of it. You're going to remember the good things you could have had, and yet still you're going to be in agony. You're going to wish that you never was born. You're going to wish that somebody would have told you, told me, why didn't you tell me there was a hell? I told you. I'm telling you now. You don't want to go. Time is running out. The Antichrist is here. Juan Carlos's son, King Felipe. Juan Carlos is the father of King Felipe. Juan Carlos gave his son the right for the throne in Spain to rule from 2014 until this day. And he is the king of Spain now, and he will sit in the temple because the Jews are building the temple. The Jews are getting the two red heifers. The Jews are planning to get the Ark of the Covenant. We are so close. It will bother your mind. It will shock you and curl your hair that you wouldn't have to go to a beauty parlor to get it curled. And yet still people are laughing and joking and playing around like nothing ain't going to happen. And all this is going on. It's plotting up to the rapture. What else is plotting up to the rapture? And I know that the Bible said there's going to be a rapture. What else is plotting up? Number two is Gog and Magog. Yes, indeed. Gog and Magog, the Russian war. Putin, amen, is going to do something that God has already told him what he's going to do 2,600 years ago. Nobody can change it. Nobody can turn it around. Nobody can explain it away. Nobody can make it disappear. The 38th and 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel tells me there's going to be a World War III, and from World War III, from then on, there's not going to be wars and calamity all the way over until the end of the seven-year tribulation that will end in 2029. We'll conclude 80 years of one generation. And Jesus Christ said, this generation shall not pass away until all be fulfilled. And everything in the book of Revelation comes to a close at the 19th chapter of Revelation, comes to a close of 6,000 years of human history. Jesus Christ split the sky. Split the sky now. He's going to split the sky from the east to the west. Because that's the end of the last generation of 80 years. Israel will come to know the Lord at the end of 29. Jesus Christ will be on this earth by 2029. Oh, you crazy preacher. You predicting the day. You predicting. I ain't predicting nothing. I'm telling you what the Bible say. And I don't lie on God's word. I do not lie on God's word. This is the close of the last generation. This is what Daniel was talking about. The 1,260 days. This is what Jeremiah was saying, the time of Jacob's trouble. And Israel going to have a trouble the same way Jacob had trouble with Esau. And Esau, birthright was taken, and he sold his birthright to Jacob.
and Jacob stole his inheritance, and Esau got mad, and he was going to wipe out the whole family of Jacob. And Jacob knew what he had done, and God told Jacob, you know what's going on? Esau got 400 men, and they're coming after you. They're coming after you. They're going to kill you, your families, and everybody. And Jacob began to cry out to the Lord and said, Lord, please do something. And the Lord came down out of heaven and wrestled with Jacob. And Jacob said, I ain't going to let you go until you bless me. I ain't going to let you go till you bless me. I ain't going to let you go until you bless me. Because I'm in trouble. Time of Jacob's trouble. And when Jacob saw Esau, he trembled in his shoes. And when Esau saw Jacob, the Spirit of God came in between those two, and they reconciled themselves and hugged them each other and wept on each other's shoulders. And Esau gave Jacob plenty of food to go on his journey. Because God delivered them from Esau. Esau comes from the descendants of the Spanish people. Spain, amen, is known as the brothers of Jacob. And Jacob, amen, in the modern day terminology, is going to go through another time of Jacob's trouble at the last part of the 3.5 years. Good God Almighty, could you understand what the word is saying? The word is saying the Antichrist is a similitude of Esau, persecuting the Jewish people. And God is going to deliver the Jews from Satan at the end of the tribulation period. Woo! So how much time we got? You want me to tell you? We got a few months left. Because number one, when Russia start piling up armies and getting regrouped, if you read the 38th and 39th chapter of Ezekiel, it tells you that Putin is going to unite in confederation with five nations. And he's asking these five nations to bring their armies over the mountain of Israel. And I'm going to bring my army. We're going to have a great army. And you can read it in the 38th and 39th chapter of Ezekiel. And it tells you a great army, and a great army shall cover the earth like a cloud. And they're going to do what? Russia has an evil thought in their mind. And the evil thought is, I'm going down on the holy mount of Israel, and I'm going to invade Jerusalem and take all their goods, take all their cattle, take all their oil, take all their potash, take all their gas, take everything, and rule the world from the Middle East. That's what Putin wants. Ukraine was just a put down to have room enough to bring the armies down without any interference of Ukraine. Now, Ukraine is done. All the people need to do is just leave the country in order to save lives. Now, I know what you're saying. Oh, they're giving up. No, it's not the idea of giving up. It's the idea of lives that could be saved. They will not be victorious. Russia is going to get theirs from God Almighty. God is going to shake himself. And you say, well, when is this invasion going to occur? It's going to occur after the rapture. It will occur after the rapture because the church will not be here. The church is not needed no more. The church is done with their mission. The church has went on for 2,000 years. The church have been a failure as far as being a true born again believer and fighting the good fight and laying hold on eternal life and telling people and living a life where people could be glorified in God through you by cause the way your lifestyle is, that you love one another. But there's so many churches today is filled with nothing but hatred. bigotry, selfishness, jealousy, anguish, lasciviousness, lustfulness, money grabbing, slothful, just serving God on their own account, hypocritical, lying, cheating, backbiting. In some of our churches, out of all seven churches of Asia Minor, only two God was well pleased with, and that was the church of Smyrna and the church of Philadelphia, because they were a soul-winning church. They preached the gospel. They preached salvation. They preached holiness. They was willing enough to give up their lives for the cause of Christ. But the other five churches didn't give up nothing. They were too afraid to preach the gospel. They were preaching the gospel of theory. They were preaching guessing on God's word, that deciding, did Jesus Christ really resurrect from the dead? If you got to go through that, you ain't no church. You ought to know without a shadow of a doubt that on the third day morning, Jesus Christ come up out the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And he's coming back with all power in his hand. And he's going to rule and reign in Jerusalem. I'll say that again. He's going to rule and reign in Jerusalem. Jerusalem will be the capital of Israel. And Christ will tear down that temple that was desecrated by the Antichrist and rebuild his own temple. And Jesus Christ was sit in the temple. And those people that came through the great tribulation in their natural bodies that received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they will go into the millennium reign, and they will repopulate the earth one more time. Just like the days of Noah, God destroyed it by water and repopulated the earth until this present day. And when the millennium reign starts, those that came through in a natural body, they will be able to procreate, and they will replenish the earth, and men will be able to live 1,000 years, 500 years, 400 years, and all the animals will be tamed, and the bear will lay down with the kid goat, and the lion will lay down with the lion, and they tell me the child will play with the cock twice then, and they tell me no more wars. No more racial destruction and racial prejudice and racial hatred. No more. No more. No more killing and no more beer joints and no more whorehouses. No more. Good God Almighty. No more policemen and no more factories and polluting the air. It will be a joyous time when the glory of the Lord will fulfill the earth everywhere. It will be, people will be saying, Lord, 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 Lord. No more cussing. No more welfare. No more hospitals. No more sane asylums. And God, through his son Jesus Christ, will rule the world with a rod of iron. He's going to rule the world for 1,000 years with a rod of iron. That means tough love. In other words, there won't be no foolishness going on during the millennium reign. Justice will be executed right away because Christ will rule with a rod of iron. And the devil has been trying for the last 6,000 years to defeat God Almighty, and he's a lying wonder. He ain't going to defeat nobody but himself. But he can't defeat God Almighty, and he can't defeat a saint of God. Are you a saint of God today? Do you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? Don't you know the cross of Christ is the centerfold of the Bible? Don't you know if you take the cross out of the Bible, hell bound you're going? Don't you know if Jesus Christ wouldn't have died and suffered for your sin, everybody on this planet would go to hell? Don't you know Jesus Christ said, I didn't prepare man. I prepared for the devil and his lying angels and the demons and the devils and the demigods. But during the millennium reign, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome beyond your recognition. Ain't going to be no pets. Ain't going to be no petting on the butt. Ain't going to be no buddy-buddy. Ain't going to be no respect of person. We're going to love, 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 love. Nothing but love. God will rule. And since God is going to rule, Satan will be damned. And those that follow Satan, those that took up with Satan, those that believe his doctors and his devils and his false God, those that rejected the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will burn in hell because they refuse to get their sins forgiven. You can't go to heaven with sin. Can't go it. Can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. Mama, daddy can't do it. Richest man in the world can't do it. Got to be born again. This is Watchman on the Wall. This is Elder G. Bazaar telling you from the Word of God, let's get ready. Let's get ready to go to glory. This Antichrist that I want to go back with, amen, this Antichrist is a man. I already told you his name. He'll be here by September. He'll be arriving here about September. And when I say come here by September, because the Jews will be about ready, amen, to meet him. And the Jews are more on time than the church age. The church is sleeping. People are slobbering on each other. People are criticizing on each other. Preachers are preaching finances and money and fame and glory. They ain't preaching the gospel. They ain't preaching the tribulation period. They ain't preaching the 144,000 of Jews that's going to be preaching after the rapture of the church. They ain't preaching that. God still got to deal with the Jews 7 years to complete the 490 years that he owed them. Preachers ain't preaching Russia and Israel. They ain't preaching the mark of the beast, the two witnesses, the return of Christ and the millennium reign. They ain't preaching hell and fire and brimstone. I ain't trying to scare nobody. I'm just telling you just like it is. I'm just telling you just like Revelation tells you. If you ain't saved, you're going to hell. If you haven't been sanctified and cleansed, your soul, your spirit has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's the only thing that can clean you. Lysol can't do it. Clorox, Tide. You can take a bath every day. That ain't going to do it. Wash your mouth out with soap. That ain't going to do it. You can sit in the seat for 10,000 years and don't do nothing but just sit there. That ain't going to do it. You got to come on to Christ. Because nobody ain't no one soul going to be in heaven that's unsaved. They ain't going to be there. That's period. Don't try to go to heaven on your dad or your mama coattail. You ain't going to do it. You got to go yourself. You got to come to Christ yourself. But my friends, I want to let you know the Antichrist is alive today. He's well. He's doing his thing. He's getting ready. And what you need to do is you need to get ready to meet the real Christ through the cross. Because this false Antichrist ain't got no cross. He ain't carrying no cross. He wasn't born in the Virgin Mary. He wasn't born in Bethlehem of Judea. He was born in Rome. He was born in Western Europe. Jesus Christ is coming from the east, and the Antichrist is coming from the west. The east is going to meet the west, going to be defeated. He's going to be stomped down. The Antichrist is going to be stomped down to the ground. But there's over 50 characteristics of this Antichrist, and no other man on this earth have even had a half of what this man has. This man is a marked man for Lucifer. This man was predestinated. This man was a son of perdition. This man is marked up and down.
And the Bible gives me 50 characteristics of this man. And no man can match it. I'm going to name some of them. I want you to listen. The Bible said he will have a fierce countenance. He will be more stouter than his peers. He understands dark senses. In other words, he works with the underworld, with the Illuminatis and the Satanists. He works with them. Deceivers of the elect, the greatest deceiver of the elect, worshiped by false apostate church. The false apostate church is false, phony, so-called Christian. People who go in the name of Christian but don't know the Christ of Christianity. Don't know him. Apostate church is the only people that's going to worship this Antichrist. Wolf in sheep clothing. He's going to come looking good, looking sharp as a two-edged sword, and if you were touching, you'll cut yourself. He's so sharp that the health department had to shut down. He's so sharp. He'd be a blasphemer speaker. He would speak against God Almighty. He would be exceedingly arrogant, boastful, and prideful. He'll be a military conqueror. He'll be extreme economical dictator. Leader of one world government, one world economy, and one world religion. This man's going to be head of this. He's going to rule this. Has a personal religious guru, a spiritual advisor, that is a dragon that speaks like a lamb and gives power to him, the false prophet. He's gonna rule the underworld. Has a great mystery of religion, old Freemasonry. Freemasonry as his religion of choice. Governs through extreme right-wing ideology. That's 14. He's the leader and ruler of the end-time Babylon, the great beast empire. Under his reign, people are forced to take his name, number, or number of his name in their forehead or on their right hand. Those who politically dissident against him are beheaded, most likely through the use of what? A guillotine. Where in the book of Revelation is the guillotine mentioned? Well, let's see what we got here. We got Revelation 20th chapter. Let's see what it says here. It says this, the 20th chapter of Revelation, and I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit. And he laid his hand on the old dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set the seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loose for a while. And I saw the throne and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw souls of them that were beheaded. All right, there we got it. Beheaded in the 20th chapter. There's going to be a great martyrism of beheading people. That's around the world, including the United States of America. America is going to fall under this dictatorship-type government where you will not be able to buy or sell, where you will be beheaded if you don't receive the mark of the beast. This will happen mainly in the latter part of the 3.5 years that the devil, amen, resurrects the Antichrist, and he believes and tells the world that he is God Almighty. His kingdom has a sort of a sex, magic occultism, religion that becomes very widespread during his rule. In other words, he will let sex rule the world through all kinds of sexual escapades. Do what you want to do. Do anything you want to do. You can have sex with your mother, with your daddy, with your sister. You can have sex with your animals. You can have sex with all kinds of different styles. You can have sex in the morning, sex in the evening. You can have porn sex. You can have old sex. You can do whatever you want to do. This Antichrist said, go for it, as long as you worship me. And people said, well, if I worship him, I got all the pleasure that I can have. And he's going to use money, sex, and position to deceive the world. And the world will lap it up like a dog lapping up vomit. And people love sin. They love to lick it. They love to do anything that they want to do. And let me tell you, this apostate church is filled with it. And the apostate church is found in the 17th chapter of Revelation, where the great whore sits up on a scarlet beast, red beast with a golden cup in her hand, full of abomination and the filthiness of the earth and her fornication. And the Bible said this is the apostate church, and we're getting ready to go into apostate church after the rapture of the true church. Woo! We're there. We're there. Ain't no more church meeting like it used to be. It's over. The last church age is called Laodicea. And we in the Laodicea age, where now people jump and shout, come to church half-dressed, come to church with style, looking good, smelling perfume, women short dresses, low-cut bosom. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. What kind of church you having? Shout all day, run across the floor, beat your drum, and go home and be tired and think you done something. You ain't done nothing until you repent and turn to the mighty God. Because it's a fearful thing. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Woo! They're going to use occultism. They're going to sacrifice babies. They're going to be eating cannibalism. They're going to be doing rotten, low-down, dirty things, imagination to your thought. And it's going to spread wow when the church leaves. 19, he shall bring a seven-year peace treaty. 3.5 years into that treaty, he shall break it and make war. 21, during his reign, the Jewish temple shall be built in Jerusalem, and he shall then go inside of it and sit on a throne made for him, and he shall then declare himself to be God while sitting on the throne inside the temple. Keep on talking. Preach up. Word of God, keep on talking. 22, the battle of Armageddon shall occur during his reign. This includes a battle of 200 million man army will come from the eastward towards Israel. That's China. 23, either through himself or through some spiritual guru or both, he shall perform works, wonders, and miracles. Oh, man, he going to dizzle-dazzle you. He going to dizzle-dazzle you just like the TV shows that we watch today. All kind of witchcraft, all kind of voodoo, all kind of hoodoo, and where you're going, and all kind of crystal balls, and all kind of everything. Wickedness will spread like wildfire. Throughout the whole world, he shall be greatly feared, and for a time, no other powers shall dare to oppose him. In other words, according to the word of God, there was nobody on the planet will be able to defeat this Antichrist. No human being on this earth will be able to defeat this Antichrist. The only one that can defeat the devil and his cohorts and his lying wonders, the only one that can place him in the bowels of the earth and in the pit of hell, the only one that can conquer all his evil works, the only one is Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Satan, you shall bruise my heel. but I'm going to bruise your head. I'm going to snatch it to the bottomless pit and the bowels of hell, and you're going to be tormented for eternity. And all those that followed him and worship him and love him and adore him will burn with him. Don't burn. Please don't burn with him. Come to Jesus. 24, throughout the whole world, shall be greatly feared. 25, he will arise as one of the three world stage leaders. He will then soon get rid, presumably, and kill the other two. 26, his kingdom shall be mostly likely divided into 10 regions, the whole world. There's 10 regions that he would divide the whole world into 10 regions. He shall be killed through some type of blow to his head, mostly likely in this time age, it would be a bullet. After dying legally dead, he shall then arise back to life by a resurrection through Lucifer. His rule shall not be by legitimate means. It's illegitimate, but he has to reign and fulfill his calling. He is a king, and his father was also a king. King Felipe is a king, and his father before him was a king, Juan Carlos. He will be able to trace his line back to the throne of David. He will have Jewish DNA that can prove a royal bloodline. In other words, there has been Jews that marry Spanish people, and Spanish people marry British people, and they co-in with the same DNA mixed in there. And so he comes out as part Jew and part Gentile. He shall come from the West, either Europe or the New World, and shall attack towards the East as a conqueror of imperialism and colonialism. Antichrist will be the only one in the whole round world that will control the world for 7 years and bring it into disaster. The very large majority percentage of Christians shall falsely embrace him as being the Messiah. Jesus Christ returns. He shall unite all major world religions into one new religion, World Council of Churches. All religions will join together and fall under his rule. He is very bold and very stern. He succeeds in all his endeavors. He is the prince of lies. He is the great deceiver. He shall rule over the world, the air, and the heavens, and round the earth, orbit around earth during his reign. He shall put an end to animal sacrifice. He can speak in tongues. He is extremely charismatic. Lord, have mercy. Listen. He possesses a demonic charm that is able to mesmerize and hypnotize people. Woo, this man is powerful. Demonic devils. If you don't know Jesus Christ during this time and season, that the last part of the tribulation or any part of the tribulation, he can hypnotize you. He is a great orator and a speech giver. During his reign, everything is opposite of reality. The truth is lie. The lies are truth. Falsehood or reality. Reality is falsehood. War is peace. Peace is war. Good is evil, and evil is good. He's got the opposite term of who God is. He is a diabolical, demon-possessed man. And if you don't believe he's powerful, there was a man at the garden, at the graveyard. Jesus met him, and nobody could hold him down. Nobody could tame him. Nobody could hold him and get that demon out of him. and they try to chain him down. They try to put him in the graveyard and keep him from coming out, but nobody could hold him down. And he had about 3,000 demons in him. And this young man is going to be the full-blown Lucifer, the strongest angel that God ever created before he fell. And he used that holiness that he had and turned it into debauchery. There shall be many drastic environment changes and many ecologists and geologists disaster during this time, such as drought, flood, terrible storms, horrible earthquakes, devastating hailstorms, and so on. It's going to be hell on earth the 7 years. The 7 years of tribulation, it's going to be hell on earth. 48, Mystery Babylon the Great. Mystery Babylon the Great. The great city and the great whore of Babylon shall be destroyed during his reign. At first, for a time, he will be worshipped and praised and adored by the world. He will be actually worshipped. The devil will get people to worship him for about 3.5 years. And after that, those that worship him and receive the mark will be cast into the lake of fire. Don't be there. Through peace, he will destroy many. That's 50 characteristics of the Antichrist. Jesus Christ is coming back soon, my friends. I love y'all out there. I love you to the bottom of my heart. And if you need to know Jesus Christ right now, because I'm going to tell you right now with the bottom of my heart and all that I know, all that I studied, all that I prayed for, and all that I said tonight, today, is reality. I didn't make none of this up. Take the warnings of the Word of God. Receive Christ tonight. Jesus loves you. I know he loves you. He loves you so much that he did something for you that he didn't have to do. He did it for me. He didn't have to do. And that was he took my place on Calvary. Instead of me being nailed on Calvary's cross, he nailed. He let himself be nailed and die and suffer for my sins. Stayed in the grave for 3 days and got up with all power in heaven and earth to save a once sinner. Now I'm a saint by the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't let nobody with no other kind of religion or any kind of guru or any kind of false worship make you believe that that's the way. Oprah Winfrey said there's many ways to God. T.D. Jakes. All these made of all the speeches, they don't teach Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God, saving of the soul, sanctification. Don't you believe none of them? Don't you believe me unless not come from the Word of God? If I ain't come from the Word of God, you don't have to believe me, but believe the Word of God. Apostle Paul said, confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and thou shalt be saved. You can throw your hands up right now. You can fall on your knees right now. I don't care who around you or where you at. You can say, Jesus, have mercy on me. The world is going to hell. Don't go with it. People laughing and joking. Don't go with it. You can say, Lord Jesus, come into my life right now. I'm repenting of my sins. I'm repenting now. I'm sorry. I'm turning from what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I know I'm wrong. Make me right. Let your blood flow through my veins by the Holy Spirit that I can confess you with your mouth and believe with a heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the